Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Joining us to fact-check some of the claims the candidates made in last night's debate is WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff. Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of talk about the stimulus package, especially up front in the debate. First of all, not all the candidates agreed on whether or not they would support another federal stimulus package, right?
That's right. Alan Casey was the only one who came out strongly saying, we need another one and we need it soon. Stephen Pagliuca said he's not sure. He needs to see where the economy is going to make that decision. Michael Capuano sounds like he might support another one. And Martha Coakley said for her, the jury is still out on whether the first one is effective.
If we think that the first stimulus was effective and indeed did keep jobs, hopefully you would see the tax revenues would go up. So presumably you'd have some more wiggle room there. And if we thought it was going to be effective, I think rather than seeing it as adding to the deficit, we would see it as an investment.
Well, according to the Mass Budget and Policy Center, there is very strong evidence that this stimulus package is working, that it is effective. So while we know that it's having a positive effect, we don't know whether this will stimulate the whole economy. But you know what also came up in this discussion was how to create new jobs. And Casey said he would create a new jobs tax credit that he says would create 1.3 million jobs. He didn't specify, but this is a national number, and it's not clear how many of those jobs he could bring to Massachusetts. As far as whether or not that will work, there are respected economists who say that, yes, this type of tax credit does create jobs, but not everyone agrees.
Okay, on to health care. Alan Casey said something that probably perked ears up.
There are six health care lobbyists for every member of Congress. The health insurance companies are spending $384 million to get the health care they want, not the health care the American people are demanding.
Is that a correct figure? Six lobbyists for every member of Congress?
That number is true, but it's a slight exaggeration. There are 3,000 registered healthcare lobbyists, according to ProPublica, a nonprofit journalism group, which did an investigation with CBS News. So that's really about 5.5 for every member of Congress. But some are very well known, such as Billy Tozan. He's a former Republican representative from Louisiana who's now president of PhRMA, the drug industry's lobbying group. So some of these people have a lot of power.
Okay, let's move on to Afghanistan. In arguing why he thinks the U.S. should not send more troops there, Congressman Michael Capuano said that in General Stanley McChrystal's report on Afghanistan, there were very few al-Qaeda members left in country. Let's hear that.
Is the mission accomplished? The answer is yes. And he admits it in his report. He himself said there are less than 100 al-Qaeda in Afghanistan as we speak. That's his numbers, not mine.
Does Congressman Capuano have that figure correct, Monica? Only 100 al-Qaeda members left in country?
As far as I can read in the McChrystal report, and we also asked Michael Semple of the Kennedy School to read it again, it does not say there are only 100 al-Qaeda operatives left in Afghanistan. I also called Capuano's campaign to see exactly where that is in the report. I didn't get a return phone call. Now, where I could find that number was that it was mentioned in an interview that CNN did with White House security advisor James Jones, who said, quote, the maximum estimate is that less than 100 al-Qaeda are operating in the country. And Jones says he doesn't think Afghanistan is in danger of falling if American troops are pulled out. But when you read the McChrystal report, the mission is not accomplished, according to him. And there are many experts in the region that agree with that.
The candidates last night also addressed immigration. They were asked if they'd support giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses and be covered by universal health care. Here's what Stephen Pagliuca had to say.
We've got over 10 million illegal immigrants here. They've been here for a long time. I agree with Senator Kennedy, they need to get a path for citizenship. I don't think that means getting them driver's license unless we determine the comprehensive policy to get them a path for citizenship.
Do the numbers here, Monica Forrest. Does he have his figures correct?
He doesn't appear to. The Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, D.C. estimates there were 11.3 million illegal immigrants in 2007. Another group, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, says there were more than 13 million illegal immigrants in 2007. And government and academic estimates say that in 2006, there were 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants. So I think Pagliuca underestimated how many illegal immigrants are living in this country.
Some of the issues addressed by the candidates last night, fact checked by WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff. Monica, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.